课堂听 class.com。
第五单元，模拟真题健身房。2005年专四真题。
Test for English Majors, Grade 4. Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning.For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You'll be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage, answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
The wristwatch.It is generally believed that wristwatches are an exception to the normal sequence in the evolution of man's jewelry. Reversing the usual order, they were first worn by women and then adopted by men. In the old days, queens included wristwatches among their crown jewelry. Later, they were worn by Swiss workers and farmers.Until World War I, Americans associated the watch with fortune hunters. Then army officers discovered that the wristwatch was most practical for active combat. Race car drivers also loved to wear wristwatches, and pilots found them most useful while flying. Soon men dared to wear wristwatches without feeling self-conscious.By 1924, some 30% of man's watches were worn on the wrist. Today, the figure is 90%, and they are now worn by both men and women for practical purposes rather than for decoration.
The second and third readings, you should begin writing now.
It is generally believed that wristwatches are an exceptionIt is generally believed that wristwatches are an exception to the normal sequence in the evolution of man's jewelry.To the normal sequence in the evolution of man's jewelry. Reversing the usual order, they were first worn by women.Reversing the usual order, they were first worn by women. And then adopted by men.And then adopted by men. In the old days, queens included wristwatches among their crown jewelry. In the old days, queens included wristwatches among their crown jewelry. Later, they were worn by Swiss workers and farmers. Later, they were worn by Swiss workers and farmers. Until World War I, Americans associated the watch with fortune hunters. Until World War I, Americans associated the watch with fortune hunters. Then army officers discovered that the wristwatch was most practical for active combat. Then army officers discovered that the wristwatch was most practical for active combat. Race car drivers also love to wear wristwatches. Race car drivers also love to wear wristwatches. And pilots found them most useful while flying. And pilots found them most useful while flying. Soon men dared to wear wristwatches without feeling self-conscious. Soon men dared to wear wristwatches without feeling self-conscious. By 1924, some 30% of man's watches were worn on the wrist. By 1924, some 30% of man's watches were worn on the wrist. Today the figure is 90%. Today the figure is 90%. And they are now worn by both men and women. And they are now worn by both men and women. For practical purposes rather than for decoration. For practical purposes rather than for decoration.
The last reading.
The wristwatch. It is generally believed that wristwatches are an exception to the normal sequence in the evolution of man's jewelry. Reversing the usual order, they were first worn by women and then adopted by men. In the old days, queens included wristwatches among their crown jewelry. Later, they were worn by Swiss workers and farmers. Until World War I, Americans associated the watch with fortune hunters. Then army officers discovered that the wristwatch was most practical for active combat. Race car drivers also loved to wear wristwatches, and pilots found them most useful while flying. Soon men dared to wear wristwatches without feeling self-conscious. By 1924, some 30% of man's watches were worn on the wrist. Today the figure is 90%, and they are now worn by both men and women for practical purposes rather than for decoration.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your words. This is the end of the dictation.
Part 2. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything only once. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A. Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you'll be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 1.
Good morning. Sit down, please, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, ma'am.
I have read your letter here. You seem to have done very well at school. Can you tell me something about your schoolwork?
As you can see, my strongest subjects were art subjects. My best subject was history, and my second best was geography. However, my favorite subject was math, and the results I got in the math paper were quite reasonable.
That's true. Now, can you tell me why you think these subjects will help you in this job?
Well, ma'am, I understand that you manufacture computers, prepare software, and advise clients on how to use them. Is that right?
That's right.
And I've been told that working with computers needs a logical mind rather than great skills in mathematics. That's especially true, I believe, when they come to write in programs. So I think my results show that I have some ability in logic and in mathematics as well.
So you would like to write material for computers, would you?
Yes, ma'am. That's what interests me most about computers, writing programs. But I think the computer industry itself is still expanding enormously. I'm sure that career prospects in the industry would be very good, no matter what sort of job I went into.
I see. Well, thank you. I enjoyed our talk. We'll be writing to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you'll be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 2.
Excuse me, could I ask you some questions?
Of course.
I work for an advertising agency, and I'm doing some research. It's for a new magazine for people like you.
People like me? What do you mean?
People between 25 and 35 years old.
Okay.
Right. What do you do at the weekend?
Well, on Fridays, my wife always goes to her exercise class. Then she visits friends.
Don't you go out?
Not on Fridays. I never go out on Fridays. I stay at home and watch television.
And on Saturdays?
On Saturdays, my wife and I always go sailing together.
Really?
We love it. We never miss it. And then in the evening, we go out.
Where to?
Different places. We sometimes go and see friends. We sometimes go to the cinema or a restaurant. But we always go out on Saturday evenings.
I see. And now Sunday. What happens on Sundays?
Nothing special. We often go for a walk, and I always cook a big Sunday lunch.
Oh, how often do you do the cooking?
Twice a week or three times a week.
Thank you very much. All I need now are your personal details, your name, job, and so on. What's your surname?
Robinson. Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 3. Parcel Express, good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm thinking of sending a parcel to New York next week. Can you tell me what the procedure is, please?
Certainly. When you ring us, we need the following information. The invoice address, that's probably your address, isn't it? And then the pickup address, if that's different, and a contact phone number.
Just a moment. I'm taking notes. Phone number, right.
Then we need the full name, address, and the phone number of the person you're sending the parcel to.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. The weighting dimensions of the parcel. That's height, width, and length, and the value of the goods, and a full description.
Value, description.
Yes, but don't seal off the parcel. You'll need to leave it open so the driver can check the contents when they collect it. After the recent bombing, the airline said that we had to check all parcels. They told us we had to do it.
Fine. Now, the last question. How long will the parcel take to get to New York?
1 to 2 working days. There are daily flights at midday, and if we collect the parcel from you at 10:15, then your parcel will catch that flight and will arrive in 24 hours.
Right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Section B. Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you'll be given 15 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the passage. Passage 1.
Attention all passengers! Platform change. This is the platform change. The train now standing at Platform 9 is the 10:48 train calling at all stations to Nanjing. Please note the train on Platform 9 is not the 10:52 train to Jinan. It's the 10:48 train calling at all stations to Nanjing. The 10:52 to Jinan will now leave from Platform 7. Train announcement. The 11:20 train to Jingzhou from Platform 8 will be subject to a 15-minute delay. I repeat, there will be a 15-minute delay to the Jingzhou train on Platform 8. It will now leave at 11:35, not 11:20. The 11:28 train to Hangzhou has been cancelled. We apologise to customers, but due to the signal problems, the 11:28 train to Hangzhou from Platform 15 has been cancelled. The 11:32 train to Tianjin is now standing at Platform 13. Please note, there will be no restaurant car on this train. I repeat, there will be no restaurant car on the 11:32 to Tianjin, now standing at Platform 13.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 2. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Museum was opened in Geneva in 1988. It tells the story of men and women who, in the course of the major events of the last 150 years, have given assistance to victims of war and natural disasters. The organization was established in 1863 and was based on an idea by a Swiss businessman called Henri Durant. He had witnessed the heavy casualties at the Battle of Solferino in Italy 4 years earlier, in which 40,000 people were killed, wounded, or missing. He has seen the lack of medical services and great suffering of many of the wounded who simply died from lack of care. The International Red Cross, or Red Crescent, exists to help the victims of conflicts and disaster, regardless of their nationalities. The symbol of the organization was originally just a red cross. It had no religious significance. The founders of the movement adopted it as a tribute to Switzerland. However, during the Russo-Turkish War, the Turks felt that the cross could be seen as offensive to Muslim soldiers, and the second symbol, the Red Crescent, was adopted for use by national organizations in the Islamic world. Both are now official symbols.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you'll be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage. Passage 3. At major college or high school sports events, cheerleaders, both male and female, jump and dance in front of the crowd and shout the name of their team, running around yelling, "Go team, go!" The first cheerleader ever was a man. In 1898, John Campbell jumped in front of their crowd at the University of Minnesota and shouted for his team. He shouted, "Hurrah, Minnesota!" This was the first organized shout or yell. For the next 32 years, cheerleaders
were men
only. Cheerleading is not just about cheering. They practice special shouts and dances at athletic shows. The men throw the women high in the air and catch them. The team members climb on each other's shoulders to make a human pyramid. The yellers dance too. It is like human fireworks. Of course, they may often suffer serious knee and wrist injuries and bloody noses. Cheerleaders have their own contests every year at local, state, and national levels, and the crowd shouts for them. It's not fair to think cheerleading is just being cheerful and lively and having a loud voice. Cheerleading is a sport in itself. Section C. News broadcast. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you'll be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
News item 1. The bodies of dozens of African immigrants discovered off the Italian coast last week might have been thrown overboard, Italian officials said on Monday. A Coast Guard spokesman said 15 illegal immigrants, all believed to come from Somalia, survived being thrown into the Mediterranean Sea. But one of the survivors, a woman, was in a serious condition. They told the Coast Guard that their boat had left Libya 20 days before with around 100 immigrants aboard. They said most had died during the trip. Last Friday, 7 Africans, including 3 children, died before their boat could reach the island. A further 25 people survived.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you'll be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. News item 2. China has decided on putting 3 people into space for a week. The China News Service said on Tuesday. The news agency reported an official as saying the preparations were underway for the next Shenzhou launch. The Shenzhou 6 is expected to blast off within the next 2 years.
Shenzhou 5 carried a Chinese astronaut aloft. He circled the Earth 14 times during his 21-hour trip, October the 15th to 16th, 2003, making China the third country to put a man into space. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you'll be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
News item 3. Gigantic waves of flame that covered entire neighborhoods and filled the skies over Southern California with ash have killed at least 13 people. At least 6 separate wildfires were still burning on Monday morning, all the way from the Mexican border to the suburbs of Los Angeles. They were reported to have destroyed 800 homes and consumed about 120,000 hectares of land. Authorities said they were seeking 2 men in connection with the fires, which they believe were started deliberately.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 4.
There has been modest growth in tourism worldwide despite 2 years of terrorism, war, and disease. And China is the engine driving it, according to the World Tourism Organization. International tourists' numbers hit a record of 702 million last year, a rise of 2.7% over 2001, the year of the September 11th attacks. France remains the most popular destination, receiving more than 77 million visitors, followed by Spain, the United States, and Italy. China, however, marked 11% growth over that period, attracting 36.8 million international visitors. It ranks 5th among leading tourism nations. By 2020, it will be top, with predictions of 130 million visitors per year. Chinese themselves are also becoming a major force of travelers. According to a Xinhua report, over 16.6 million Chinese traveled abroad last year, up 37% from the previous year. Their numbers are expected to grow to 30 million by the end of the decade and 100 million in 2020.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you'll be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
News item 5. Around 44 military officers in Argentina have been arrested for possible extradition to Spain on human rights charges. The arrest came as the Argentine government struck down the decree prohibiting such extradition, saying all Argentine people should be equal before the law. Those detained include a former Navy captain and several other ex-officers suspected of torture or murder during the last period of military rule in Argentina, rescinded in 1983.